the holiest, children of Abram, Abraham, all prophecies are fulfilled. Appendix, Tablet 16. Those prophecies which are not yet fulfilled. In the book of Daniel, in the Bible, there are three prophecies which are of great significance. First, the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar, which is described in Daniel 2, verses 31 to 35. Its interpretation is given by God through Daniel in verses 37 to 45. In brief, the interpretation informs the king that there will be five great kingdoms on earth. The first is the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar, the Chaldean Empire. The second kingdom, which is somehow inferior to the first, symbolized by silver, the first was symbolized by gold, and then the third, of brass, will rise. The fourth will be strong as iron, but will be divided, and the fifth will be half iron and half clay. In the time of these last kingdoms, which were symbolized as the feet of the image, the truth will come and will destroy the whole image and replace it. Therefore, so far, we know that the first kingdom is the Chaldean Empire. What are the next four? We can find the clues in another prophecy and vision of Daniel in chapter 8. The vision is about a ram with two horns and about an he-goat with one notable horn between his eyes, Daniel 8, verse 5. The goat destroys the ram and becomes very great, but in the heights of its greatness, its horn will be broken. The interpretation of the dream is given to Daniel by Archangel Gabriel, that the two horns of the ram are the kings of Media and Persia, and the rough goat is the king of Grecia, and the great horn that is between his eyes is the first king, Alexander the Great, Daniel 8, verse 21. With these visions, a clue is given for understanding the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar, that the next great kingdom is of Media and Persia, ram with two horns, and the third will be the king of Grecia. Also, history supports this. These kings came to power and were destroyed, as it was prophesied in the book of Daniel. So far, the three kingdoms of the expected five have been identified, namely Chaldean Empire, Persian Empire, and the Grecian Empire. The fourth empire, which would be divided into two, is the Roman Empire, with capitals at Rome and Constantinople. So with this, four empires have been created and destroyed so far. However, there is one more which has not come yet, which apparently has no clues as to what it is. But the Bible always clarifies itself by giving the answer somehow in other parts. In chapter 7 of Daniel, another vision is seen by him about four beasts. In verse 17, the interpretation is given that these great beasts, which are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth. Daniel 7, verse 17. With comparison to the previously revealed four empires, the fourth kingdom is the Roman Empire. The head of this fourth beast had 10 horns corresponding to the 10 toes in the dream seen by King Nebuchadnezzar. These 10 horns are the last kingdom which will come with 10 nations, a union of nations, which are very closely related to the Roman Empire. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. Daniel 2, verse 44. Also in the Revelation and many other different parts of the Bible, it has been prophesied that eventually the kingdom of God will be established on earth and the saints will gain dominance over it. as all other prophecies have been fulfilled so far, so a dominion of 10 united nations, closely related to the Roman Empire, will arise. After that is the time that the kingdom of God will be established. For a more detailed explanation of the Daniel prophecies, read Commentaries on Prophecies in Daniel, Period of Intellectual Domination.